The Hound of the Baskervilles. Foreword by Stephen Fry. The Hound of the Baskervilles stands as one of the most popular and influential of all Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes stories. Consistently ranked amongst the greatest crime novels ever written, it has long been a favourite of dedicated Sherlockians and more casual readers alike. Its success can perhaps best be understood if we see it as a pioneer in a field of crime writing so particular as to deserve perhaps its own genre, the supernatural mystery. The murder story or whodunit in which a victim is pursued by an apparent ghost, inexplicable force, monster or spectral figure has become an absolute staple of writers of novels, films and TV series. Pitting a detective's rational wit against darker, occult forces always makes for wonderful and compelling storytelling. There is an ironic and surprising story behind this conjunction of reason and the paranormal when it comes to Sherlock Holmes and his creator, Conan Doyle. It involves, amongst others, the greatest magician of the age, Harry Houdini. How to square the fact that Conan Doyle, the author of The Hound of the Baskervilles and of Sherlock Holmes, surely the most supreme rationalist ever to have been created, was a believer, one might with justice say a fanatical believer, in psychic phenomena of the most transparently fraudulent kind. From an early strong interest to a devout and absolute belief over the years, he joined societies, wrote papers, made speeches, and even produced whole books on the subject, propounding his faith in the veracity and authenticity of mediums, spiritualism, messages from the dead, mystical writings, apparitions, and other such at the time fashionable ideas. For a while, he befriended Houdini, who, as a magician, knew just how these so-called mind readers, spiritualists, and psychics produced their effects. Houdini would perform miracles for Conan Doyle, who, far from being persuaded that what he had apparently witnessed were conjuring tricks of a similar kind, insisted that Houdini, despite his strong protestations to the contrary, was possessed of supernatural powers. In other words, he would even refuse to accept that Houdini's tricks were tricks. That Houdini's secret was immensely hard work, practice, skill, imagination, intelligence, technique, and craft was apparent to anyone who stopped to think clearly for a moment, but Doyle, of all people, preferred to believe that the marvellous effects Houdini created were the result of agencies beyond the material realm. He insisted that Houdini's magic was supernatural, while Houdini assured him that it was not, and that furthermore, nor was the magic of any of the mediums and clairvoyants that they had witnessed. This ended their friendship, and Doyle only ever after spoke of the great magician and entertainer with bitterness and contempt. A series of sad humiliations towards the end of his life, in which charlatans who had fooled him were exposed, or indeed openly confessed their trickery, made Conan Doyle look something of a fool, but still he refused, in the face of all evidence, to give up his belief in messages from the dead and in the powers of the gifted people who could summon them up. Such a strong disconnect between the writer-creator of Sherlock Holmes and the dupe who could be fooled by plausible mountebanks makes one ponder the whole nature of art and writing. Was there one Conan Doyle, the artist, whose understanding of crime, trickery and deceit would never allow himself to write a story in which Holmes, for example, endorsed such nonsense as spiritualist seances and ectoplasmic manifestations? And another Conan Doyle, Doyle the ordinary gullible man who swallowed such nonsense whole. That in itself is perhaps the real and exciting mystery, the mystery of artistic creation which works with a wisdom greater and truer than the conscious thoughts and beliefs of its creator. Well, perhaps this is overreaching. Whatever we might feel and wonder, the fact remains that Conan Doyle, thank goodness, never allowed his supernatural, paranormal beliefs to impinge upon and ruin the Sherlock Holmes stories. The Hound of the Baskervilles reveals the true mysteries and wonders of the human mind, both as a diabolical and cunning contrivance towards evil, and as a brilliant and benevolent instrument for the untangling of that contrivance for good. Let us button up our tweeds and prepare to walk the sinister and strange Grimpen Mire and listen out for the awful baying of that spectral and terrifying hound. Come with me, if you dare.